Lukut HaSichas, Chelik Yudches, Parsha Bolok, Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. At the very end of the Yad HaChazakah, the Sefer of the Rambam, the Sefer Halachas of the Rambam, is Hilchos Malachim, the laws of the kings, and the very two last chapters are about Mashiach. And over there he says, whoever doesn't believe in Mashiach, or he doesn't await his coming, he's not just simply denying what the prophets wrote in the later Svarim in the Tanakh, but rather he denies what the Torah itself said, and he denies what Moshe Rabbeinu himself said. Because there's one pasuk that says, Hashem will return all of your captives, and he will bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. Another, also in the Parsha of Bilam, it says, and over there he talked about the two saviors of the Jewish people, the two Mashiachs, David HaMelech and Mashiach, and he brings four psukim, which show about David HaMelech and Mashiach. The first pasuk is, I see him, but not now. That is Bilam talking about the fact that there will arise David HaMelech. I can see him, I can perceive him, but he's not close. That's talking about Mashiach. Then there's another pasuk, which is, a star will step forth from Yaakov. That's talking about David. And a rod will arise from Yisrael. That's talking about Mashiach. Another pasuk is, he will crush the princes of Moav. That's talking about David HaMelech, as the pasuk brings that he did so. And he will dominate all the children of Sheis. That's talking about Mashiach. Another pasuk is V'haya Edom Yeresha, that he will conquer or crush Edom. That's talking about David. And then V'haya Yeresha Seir Eivav. Bilam continues, and he will crush and conquer inherit Seir. Also talking about Esav, his enemy. That's talking about Mashiach. So he brings four psukim showing the relationship between David HaMelech and Mashiach, and that is the prophecy in the Torah, which shows, it tells us that Mashiach will come. So the question is, the Rambam is a Sefer Halachas. He's not here to teach us the meanings of psukim, of different psukim, and how to interpret them. And his point that he's trying to make is that the belief in Mashiach is something that is in the Torah and not simply in the later prophets. So why does he have to go on to explain four psukim from Bilam's prophecy and how they relate to Mashiach? And then even more so, why is it important to talk about David HaMelech over here? Why is David HaMelech, the first Mashiach, important to this discussion? And also, why is David HaMelech considered the first Mashiach? Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, considered the first Redeemer of the Jewish people? And the final Redeemer is Mashiach. So how did David HaMelech get into this? Why is he so important to this discussion of the Rambam about Mashiach? So this will be understood by first understanding how the Rambam understands the idea of Mashiach, which can be seen from the way he describes it in Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet. He says, it shouldn't occur to you that Mashiach has to do any miracles and he has to change things in the world or bring the resurrection of the dead or anything similar to that, because he brings a proof that Rabbi Akiva did not expect Bar Kochava, who he thought was Mashiach, to do any of these things. So that's a proof that he doesn't necessarily have to be able to do those things. What then is the main thing? The main thing is that the Torah and the rules and the laws of the Torah are eternal, and we don't add anything to them and we don't take anything away from them, and anyone that does that is a faker and an evil person and a heretic. Then he continues, and if there will arise a king from the house of David who studies the Torah diligently and he does the mitzvahs with great fervor, just like David his father, as the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, and he will compel the Yidden to do the same, to go in the ways of the Torah and to strengthen its breaches, and he will fight the wars of Hashem, so then he is assumed to be Mashiach. We consider him to be the Mashiach. And if he did all this and he was successful and he was victorious over the other nations around him, and he builds the Beis HaMikdash in its proper place, and he gathers together the Jewish people, so then this is the certain Mashiach, and he will go on to fix the world and bring the other nations on board as well, that they should serve Hashem with one purpose. What's interesting is that what is missing from all this discussion is he doesn't describe anything about the personality of Mashiach, that will be a great prophet, which he said elsewhere. In Hilchos Teshuvah, he describes him as a prophet close to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that he is wise, even greater than Shlomo HaMelech in his wisdom. So why doesn't he say anything about this over here? So to explain this, what is the Rambam saying here? Why is it that the Rambam puts the laws of Mashiach right at the very, very end of the Sefer Yad HaZakah? If we're talking about the laws of the kings, it could have been placed earlier, where it talks about the destruction, that you have to eradicate Amalek, that you have to build a base on Migdash. These are things which happened early in the time when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. So why is it that it's left all to the very, very end? The reason is because since this is a Sefer Halachos, this is the Rambam describing what has to be done, what the Yidden have to do, how to keep the Torah and Mitzvahs. So he puts at the very end, what is the ultimate perfection? How will it all come to its perfect state? When Mashiach comes, that's what will happen. The Torah and Mitzvahs will be able to be fulfilled in its absolute, utter perfection. There will be nothing missing from our ability to be able to fulfill Torah and Mitzvahs for a number of reasons. First of all, in a general sense, we will have the Beis HaMikdash, we will have Eretz Yisrael. These are things which contribute to our being able to fulfill all the Torah and Mitzvahs. Without that, we can't fulfill all the Mitzvahs. Also, the fact that we will be free from the Goyim, which means that there will be nothing interfering with our ability to study Torah and do Mitzvahs as we need to. So therefore, the Rambam puts it all at the very end. You want to know what the culmination, what the absolute perfection of the Sefer Halachos is? When Mashiach comes, and that's what he does, and that's what he accomplishes. So the Rambam tells us, you want to know what true belief in Mashiach means? It doesn't mean you believe that somebody's going to come along that can turn blood into water, that can make miracles, or that can resurrect the dead. That isn't how you determine who Mashiach is. That is not his agenda. His agenda is that he is Hoyge B'Torah, he is a person that is involved in Torah. He is a person that is pushing the Jewish people to fulfill mitzvahs in the perfect way, the most perfect way. He's the one that removes the dominion of the Goyim over the Yidden so that they can once again fulfill Torah in a more perfect way. That's what his agenda is. And therefore, you're not going to test Mashiach to see if he's the correct Mashiach, the legitimate, the authentic Mashiach, by seeing if he can do a miracle. Because since that is not his agenda, why would he have to do that in order to establish his credentials? If you want to test him whether he is the correct Mashiach, see what he does. Is he a person fully involved in Torah and Mitzvahs? Is he the person that pushes the Yidden to do Torah and Mitzvahs? Is he the one that frees us up to be able to do Torah and Mitzvahs? Is he the one that builds the Beit HaMikdash to be able to fulfill all the Mitzvahs of Karbonis and all the other Mitzvahs involved with the Beis HaMikdash? Is he the one that brings the Jewish people back so that there are certain mitzvahs which can also only be done when the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, for instance the laws of Yovel? And just like it says by a Navi, the Rambam says by a Navi that a Navi doesn't have to be able to do miracles like that either. What does he have to be able to do? You want to test him whether he's a good Navi or not, a legitimate Navi. Ask him to prophesy something for the future, to predict something in the future, and if it comes true, you know that he's a Navi. Why? Because that's the purpose, that's the job of a Navi. That's what describes the job description of a Navi, that he prophesizes the future. So see if he can do that. He doesn't have to be able to make miracles in order to be a good Navi. So just test him by what he's what he needs to do. Mashiach also, the way to test him is see if he's carrying out the agenda of Mashiach, not if he can do miracles. So in other words, the Rambam describes to us what exactly is the mitzvah of Mashiach. When we believe in Mashiach, we have to know what we're believing in. Is it merely to believe that somebody will come along and redeem us? That is not what it's all about. It's all about somebody who will come back and reestablish the kingdom of David HaMelech to its original state when the Jewish people were also in a state of perfection. David HaMelech also brought that state of perfection, not on the level of Mashiach. He also conquered the nations and Hashem gave them respite from all the enemies. He also prepared the building of the Mashiach, even though he didn't merit to finalize the deal, but he did buy the land and he did gather donations and so on. He was already doing the Beis HaMikdash at the time. So in other words, David HaMelech's the Mashiach's job is to reestablish that which David HaMelech did in his time. And that's what we are meant to believe when we await Mashiach. We await someone that will reestablish Torah mitzvahs in their perfect way. And that's what describes Mashiach, says the Rambam. And that can also be seen in the Torah. All these four details that we are describing now, that we just described, we'll go through them now in the Psukim as we see them in the prophecy of Bilam. First, the Rambam describes the person Mashiach, that he is a person that studies Torah diligently and he does the mitzvahs like David his father. So in the Pasuk, Bilam says the same thing, Arenu, I see him, I see this person, but he's not now. That's talking about David HaMelech. I can perceive him, but he's not close. He's talking about the personality of Mashiach. What is he himself? What does he do? That's how the Bilam describes him first. Then the second point that the Rambam brings out is, what is the relationship between Mashiach and the Jewish people, or David HaMelech and the Jewish people? He is the one that compels the Yidden to go in the ways of the Torah and to strengthen it. As the Pasuk says by Bilam, a star stepped forth from Yaakov. In other words, how did David HaMelech, how was he involved with the Jewish people? And become Shevet Yisrael is talking about Mashiach, that he will rule over the Jewish people. That's the second point of what is the agenda of Mashiach. The third point that the Rambam makes is V'yilcha Melchemes Hashem. How will his relationship be with the rest of the nations, with the rest of the world? He will fight the battle of Hashem, and he will be successful, will conquer them, as the Pasuk by Bilam says, and he will crush the princes of Moav, as David did, and he will dominate all the people of Shais, all the children of Shais, meaning the rest of the world. And that's talking about Mashiach. Then the Rambam goes on, and he will fix the entire world to serve Hashem with one purpose. As the Pasuk says, I will turn, everybody will serve Hashem, to call out to the one Hashem. And that is brought out in the prophecy of Bilam by the words V'hoyah Edom Yeresha, and he will conquer Edom, and which is talking about David, and by Mashiach it says V'hoyah Yeresha Seir Oivav, and he will conquer or destroy, dominate Seir, his enemy. Now it might seem that these two points are repetitious of the number three and number four are repetitious, his relationship with the Goyim, but it's not the same at all. Because the first one, he needs to crush them and conquer them. In the second one, he inherits them. He brings them along, as the Rambam makes the difference. First, he has to fight a war with them and get rid of them so that they don't interfere with the Jewish people. But then he will turn them to serve Hashem, and that all the Goyim should serve Hashem too. There's a big difference between conquering someone and inheriting. And conquering means you go against their will. Inheriting is your own father leaves you an inheritance. He lovingly leaves you that inheritance. You join forces. And that's a very important distinction in step 3 and step 4 that is brought out from the prophecy of Bilam in regards to the agenda of Mashiach. Now we understand what it is that we are believing in, that we're looking forward to, and may it happen immediately now.